Just about every family, especially the ones with a sense of humor, have family sayings, and mine is certainly no exception. I grew up with many of my father's dichos. And now, an exhibition that just opened at the El Paso Museum of Art in the Peter and Margaret DeWitter Gallery is centered on Proverbios and Dichos Chicanos by Jean Flores, who is joining me from Portland, Oregon. Hi, Jean. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm so delighted to get to talk with you about this. I was very tickled when I found that this exhibition was coming to the museum. Tell me about the exhibit. What is the origin of it, and who owns it?
The El Paso Museum of Art owns that collection.
Okay.
It's a series of prints I did while I was a graduate student at the University of Iowa.
Ah, all right. But where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in El Paso.
Aha, what part?
Central.
Okay.
Right by El Paso High School.
Total homeboy then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and how long were you in El Paso? Tell me your background.
Geez, I was there till about when I was 26. I got my bachelor, my BFA from UTEP.
Mm-hmm.
And then graduated and then applied to graduate school, then got accepted into Iowa and was there for a couple of years.
All right. And now, how did you end up in Portland, Oregon?
Actually, it's an old instructor of mine, David Anderson, who used to teach
at
UTEP.
Okay.
And he moved here to Portland, and I was looking for jobs, and he asked me to apply to Clackamas Community College, where he teaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied, got a job, part-time job there, and here at where I'm at now is Portland Community College.
Excellent.
So I was working two jobs and just stayed on, and now I'm the dean of the visual and performing arts here at Portland Community College.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and are you still able to create your own art?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Sometimes when people climb the academic or professional ladder, their own art goes by the wayside, and I would hate for this to be lost.
No, when I accepted this position, I made it clear that I still wanted to teach, and I still had to have time to do my work.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Well, drop back in time to this particular exhibition of Proverbios and Dichos Chicanos. Give us the story.
I've always been a fan of Francisco Goya.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved his work. And looking at his series of dichos when I was at Iowa, I decided to sort of update the dichos with Chicanos instead of Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did a whole slew of research, looking up, understanding, and finding a whole new set of dichos that I really connected with.
Can you educate us a little bit more about Goya, the background?
Francisco Goya is a Spanish painter.
Mm-hmm.
He's known for his painting, but he was a really excellent printmaker.
Ah, okay.
And he sort of kicked the can around a lot. He was really a controversial artist. He depicted a lot of imagery of the Spanish Inquisition,
mm-hmm.
the disasters of war, which are really gruesome, but really showed what actually war was about. So he was sort of this person that I really connected with because he wasn't shy about letting his feelings know.
And in your artwork, printmaking is actually a very complex process. It's not, at least from what I understand of it, it's not a matter of painting an image on canvas and being done. Tell us about what goes into making the images in this particular exhibition.
They're all done on copper plates.
Mm-hmm.
And printmaking, like you said, it's a very slow process. So it's not gratifying right off the bat, much like a drawing. You could draw, make mm-hmm. a mark, and it's there.
Yes.
With etching, you have to draw on the copper plate, throw it in a vat of acid, let the acid eat away, clean it off, ink it up, run it through a press, and then you can see what your image is like. So it's not right away. You have to learn how to have patience in order to let the image come forward.
Now, once you created the images, printed them, did you further modify the images that are at the this exhibition?
Some I did, which is sort of a process called dry point, which is drawing directly on the copper plate to
mm-hmm.
add some more texture and tones.
Okay.
But a lot of the images are based off of a lot of Goya imagery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of using his imagery to update the sayings. But at the same time, a lot of the imagery has nothing to do with the titles.
One of the dichos is, quien bien te quiere te hará llorar. Those
mm-hmm.
who love you most will make you cry.
Yeah.
Describe the image that is associated with that dicho.
That's the image of the man carrying a chair.
Okay.
And then he has these two little, I call them chicken people, which are sort of, basically, I just basically ripped them off of Goya's imagery
uh-huh.
of the chicken people and sort of my take on them. And it's trying to find your place in society.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, carrying your chair around, trying to figure out where you place, where you sit, where you belong. And it's sort of going home, always going back to El Paso, there's times when you realize I don't belong here anymore. Not in a negative way. It's just I needed to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And for my way of growing is to moving on, even though all my family still lives in El Paso.
What synapse in your brain went off that caused you to pair that image with this dicho?
A lot of it just had to do with the dicho works really well with the imagery and nothing more.
Mm-hmm. So it can be pretty tenuous.
Yeah, I would just go through and just have a list of the dichos and look at them and look at my imagery and say, God, these just work well, even though imagery may have nothing to do with the title.
So there's something.
They just played well with each other.
But there is something at some level. They seemed to work together. So something about them clicked for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of it just has to do, I guess, with the raw emotion when I was doing them.
Yes. Okay.
And that sort of just worked well with the dicho that I was reading at the time.
Now, tell me about the dichos. Did you really grow up with these or did you find them? Do you remember where you got some of these?
I found them. I went online. I went to the library and I just looked up and just went through extensive research and trying to find particularly dichos that are Chicano.
But you didn't grow up with them? You don't remember actually hearing them from home?
Some I do and some I don't. I mean, it's so complex as far as understanding the way you grow up. And growing up, it was more of understanding that you have to learn how to speak English more than speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to Iowa, understanding how much of a pleasure it was to having two languages in my life.
Yes.
Reflecting on that, and that's where that one of the first dichos is, ¿Quién sabe dos lenguas vale por dos?
Whoever knows two languages is worth two people.
Yeah, and that's one of the first. That was one of the very first dicho that I illustrated because I associated so well with it. And the only way I associated it is when I moved away from El Paso.
Do you mind my asking if you have kids?
I have one stepson and two grandchildren.
Do you ever share dichos with them?
No, my grandchildren are too young right now.
Do you think you will?
I do try and teach them in Spanish. Oh, yeah.
You're going to make up your own dichos or you think you might borrow some of these?
I'll probably borrow and then sort of make some up as well.
Which do you like the best? Which are closest to your own philosophy in life?
Ah, geez. The ¿Quién sabe dos lenguas?
Okay.
Is one of the strongest ones.
Have you made up, personally, just invented any dichos ever?
No, and I think I do that purposely. I don't want to insult the tradition behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to make dichos up just to make them up. They have to have a meaning behind them.
How old do you think some of these dichos go back?
Some are hundreds of years old.
So there's really quite the history there.
Yeah, some are coming straight out of Mesoamerica that they would translate into Spanish.
Fabulous. And how many images are in this exhibition?
In the exhibition, I believe there's about 24, but I think in the entire series there's 32 or 35. It's been a while since I've looked back on them. And, you know, they're going on being... Geez, 16 years old now.
Yeah, this is just wonderful. I'm just delighted that the El Paso Museum of Art has pulled out this wonderful collection of prints by Jean Flores, who is a native El Pasoan, now living in Portland, Oregon. The exhibition is titled Proverbios and Dichos Chicanos, and it's currently it's been up for about a week. It'll be up through May the 26th in the Peter and Margaret de Wedher Gallery. It is a free exhibition, and it's bound to be very worth the time to go and visit. Jean, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.